have no shame. Today, Jesus, for saying that his disciples will be troubled, afraid, panicked at his passion. He prepared them, he speaks to them, he reassures them, explaining to them the mystery of his passion and death. The voices of the prophets have proclaimed the accomplishment of the tragedy of his passion and the glory which should follow. Disciples were regular people, not superhumans. So Jesus tells them what they had. They do not understand, but Jesus enables them to open their intelligence later, when his passion and death take place. The passion and resurrection is the light that illuminates the Holy Scripture pointing to Christ. It is a singular event in human history that confirms and seals God's love for us, and thereby allows us to understand Scripture. With the disciples today, we discover this truth, as if the scales have fallen from our eyes. Dear friends, we understand more clearly why, immediately after the tragic announcements made by Jesus, the Gospel narrates the healing of the blind beggar. Think of it, there is a strong contrast between Jesus' teaching and the spiritual blindness of humankind. Blindness to the truth. The disciples themselves were blind and unable to understand and receive the truth without the special intervention of Jesus who prepared them. Look at them. They tell the blind man not to bother Jesus. They want to give some impression of authority. In fact, the followers of Jesus were the truly blind ones. They had the intention of trying to suppress a genuine expression of true faith in Jesus. In this sense, they are blind. They are blind and they are lost unless Jesus refuses them, opening the eyes of their hearts to the divine truth. Dear friends, the soul of the blind beggar is a great amaze of faith. The heart of Jesus, the sacred heart of Jesus, is a burning inferno of love, of charity. He is able to give salvation even to those who mocked him and condemned him to death. The teaching of St. Paul in this famous page of the Corinthians is like a mirror of Jesus' soul. Our world doesn't know what love is. We think that we are loving someone when we do something for him that makes us feel good about ourselves. Our feelings about ourselves become the standard for true love. How did Jesus feel when he was mocked, struck a blood beaten and crucified? And yet, according to St. John, it was precisely in the suffering of Jesus that God most clearly revealed his love for us. This is why we treasure its soul. This is why we love one another. We must not confuse our love with God's love. His love is perfect. That is to say, his love fully, totally meets its goal. It brings us today what we remain when everything else is destroyed. Our love is not perfect. It is filled with all sorts of sins. Just consider the nature of the love described in this chapter and compare this love to the love we show to one another. Dear friends, today we consider the power of faith with a striking example given by the blind beggar. But having access to God is not available, or having love teaches St. Paul. We need nothing more than we need love. If we were to offer all that we are and all that we have to help the world, it would fall not into nothingness without love. Without love, we are impoverished and have nothing at all. Simply put, with love, we are all wealthy and have all things in it, in the Father.